The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various websites. Starting with nfb.org, the 2026 Washington Seminar Agenda, January 26th through January 29, 2026. Monday, January 26th, room number 275 is open from noon to 4:30 p.m. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Congressional Building Models Exhibit, Congressional Ballroom Foyer. 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. A Tradition of Advocacy, Artifacts from the History of Washington Seminar, Congressional Ballroom Foyer. Discover an exhibit of historic artifacts from the National Archives of the Blind People's Movement, telling the story of 54 years of collective advocacy in Washington, D.C. Hear Dr. Jernigan's 1973 speech calling for the first gathering, explore posters from past Federation protests, and review the legislative agenda from 20 years ago to reflect on the progress we have made and the work still to be done. In addition, check out a tactile map representing the future National Museum of the Blind People's Movement, where we will share these artifacts and stories with the world. 9 to 11 a.m., State Presidents and Legislative Directors Briefing, Capitol 2 Ballroom. All state presidents and legislative directors attending the 2026 National Federation of the Blind, NFB, Washington Seminar are asked to attend this legislative briefing. The briefing will cover our 2026 legislative priorities, include tips for effective Hill meetings and follow-up strategies, and discuss Washington Seminar logistics that affiliate leaders should be aware of for the week. 9:30 to 10 a.m. registration. National Association of Blind Students Winter Student Seminar. No registration fee, optional $5 membership dues. Capital One Ballroom Foyer. 10 a.m. to noon, National Association of Blind Students Winter Seminar. Capital One Ballroom. Student educators, young professionals, and curious minds kick off this year's Washington Seminar by joining the National Association of Blind Students, NABS, for our annual winter seminar. Whether you are participating in person or tuning in on our live stream, you won't want to miss this opportunity to connect with blind students from across the country, learn from successful blind professionals, hear about scholarships and internships, and prepare for your upcoming congressional meetings. If attending in person, also be sure to register for the chance to win a door prize. Direct questions to Lauren Altman, A-L-T-M-A-N, president at nabs.president@gmail.com, or call 973-930-7473. Noon to 2 p.m., Employment Initiatives for Job Seekers. Attend one or both of the following events. Registration is recommended at the hot link. This annual fair is coordinated with the support of the NFB of the District of Columbia and the NFB Employment Committee. For more information, please contact Sean Callaway, that's S-H-A-W-N-C-A-L-L-A-W-A-Y, at callaway.sean@gmail.com. NFB Career Fair at Washington Seminar, Congressional 2 Ballroom. Join us for the chance to meet employers, including federal agencies, who will be here to speak with you about job opportunities. NFB Career Fair at Washington Seminar, Congressional 2 Ballroom. Join us for the chance to meet employers, including federal agencies, who will be here to speak with you about job opportunities. Professional Development Fair, Congressional 1 Ballroom. Whether you are on the hunt for a new job, looking to grow professionally, or wanting to engage in career exploration, we invite you to join us for the Professional Development Fair. Come hear presentations on a variety of employment topics, participate in mock interview sessions, and network with companies at our mini career fair. 2 to 4 p.m. Legislative Seminar, Capitol Ballroom. Whether you are a Washington Seminar veteran or an enthusiastic rookie, we urge you to attend this interactive seminar. The Government Affairs Group will provide essential information about our legislative priorities for 2026, and you will have an opportunity to ask questions and put your knowledge into practice. The fact sheets can be found at nfb.org/washington-seminar. We encourage you to review these documents thoroughly beforehand and come prepared with insightful questions so that we are all well equipped with the information we need to make sure members of Congress and their staff understand our priorities. 5 to 7 p.m., The Great Gathering Inn, Capitol Ballroom. Please join us for the official kickoff meeting of the Washington Seminar, hosted by the President of the National Federation of the Blind, Mark Riccobono. All are welcome. If you are unable to attend The Great Gathering in person, you can tune in via the live stream on Nations Blind YouTube and NFBRN. Please join the Great Gathering Inn webinar. OneTap Mobile plus sign 1301715852,9666443535 pound U.S. Washington D.C. plus 1305224968,9666443535 pound U.S. 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Support the Students, Annual NABS Auction, Congressional Ballroom. The NABS Auction is raising the stakes. Embrace your competitive side and help decide which beloved Federationist is the best auctioneer. Come bid on a variety of wonderful baskets and support the efforts of the National Association of Blind Students as we put some leaders to the test. We will have appetizers, a cash bar, and lots of laughter. This year's auction will be hybrid, so even if you aren't physically with us, we invite you to join us via our Zoom link and be a part of the action. Direct questions to Lauren Altman, president at nabs.president@gmail.com or 973-930-7473. Tuesday, January 27, room number 275 is open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 5:30 to 7 p.m., NFB Congressional Reception, Kennedy Caucus Room, Room 325 of the Russell Senate Office Building. The members of the NFB invite members of Congress and congressional staff to come learn more about our organization. Legislators can interact with Federationists while enjoying light refreshments and discussing our 2026 legislative priorities for the second session of the 119th Congress. Wednesday, January 28th, room number 275 is open 8 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. 6 to 7 p.m., Reviewing Our Day on the Hill, Capitol Ballroom 1, a meeting with John Pare, P-A-R-E acute, J-E-S-S-E Jesse Shirek, S-H-I-R-E-K, and Justin Young, to go over feedback and questions you may be getting from members of Congress or their staff. Thursday, January 29th, room number 275 is open 8 to 11 a.m. Contact us for any questions regarding the Washington Seminar agenda. Please contact Kyle Walls at kwalls@nfb.org. From acb.org, 2026 ACB DC Leadership Conference. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, is proud to announce its annual 2026 DC Leadership Conference, where attendees will participate in educational sessions, engage with keynote speakers from the disability community, and meet with members of Congress on Capitol Hill. The conference focuses on advancing key legislative priorities to promote independence and improve the quality of life for people who are blind or have low vision. ACB's 2026 Leadership Conference will be a hybrid event. The optional tour, ACB's board meeting, president's meeting, legislative seminar, and Capitol Hill visits will take place between Friday, March 6, 2026, and Tuesday, March 10, 2026, at the Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel in Arlington, Virginia. Conference registration. Registration is now open for all. You can register through the members' site at https://members.acb.org/. The registration fee for in-person attendees is $115. The registration fee is $30 for virtual attendees. Registration closes February 28, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. Hotel reservations. The room rate for the Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel is $163 per night plus tax and fees. This rate applies to any night starting on Thursday, March 5th, 2026, till Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. The Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel is located at 900 South Orme Street, S-O-R-M-E, Arlington, Virginia, 22204. We recommend making a reservation by calling 1-800-325-3535 and informing the Marriott representative that you will be attending the ACB Leadership Seminar to receive the group rate. The group code is A26. The room block cutoff date is Friday, February 6, 2026. You may cancel your reservation before March 4, 2026 for a full refund. If you experience any issues booking a room, please email Hannah Park at hpark@acb.org. You may also make a reservation at the Sheraton online by clicking https://app.marriott.com/reslink query. ID equals 174-587-668-902-7 ampersand. Key equals G capital G capital R capital P ampersand app equals RESVLINK. Note for the hotel reservation page, when you land on the date field, press enter on the edit box that contains the dates. This will put you in forms mode. Press enter again to trigger the date selector and then leave forms mode. That should then reveal a table of dates you can select. Navigate the tables with the T key. Select the first date as the check-in date, then select the second date in the same table as the checkout date. To confirm that the correct dates are selected, return to the edit field and verify that the dates have been updated. The Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel offers a shuttle service to DCA Airport 7 days a week. From DCA to the hotel, the shuttle service starts at 6:15 a.m. From 6:15 to 9:15 a.m., pickups are every 30 minutes. From 9:15 a.m. to 11:15 p.m., pickups will run every hour. From the hotel to DCA service starts at 6 a.m. From 6 to 9 a.m., shuttle service pickups are every 30 minutes. From 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., shuttle service pickups will be every hour. Schedule of events. Friday, March 6th, afternoon tour of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. This national museum is devoted exclusively to the documentation of African American life, history, and culture, and this tour is free of charge. Members will be responsible for their own transportation to and from the tour. The Smithsonian Museum has a cafe where you may want to eat lunch before the tour. The Sweet Home Cafe is busy and provides counter service, so allow extra time if you eat there. The cafe menu link is Sweet Home Cafe Menu. Those who sign up will receive additional details. For more information on the museum, visit their site, https://nmahc.si.edu/. Saturday, March 7th, board meeting and evening welcome reception. Sunday, March 8th, president's meeting, including luncheon, and evening dine around in Pentagon City. Monday, March 9th, legislative seminar, including luncheon, and trivia night social. Tuesday, March 10th, attendees may visit Capitol Hill to meet with their representatives. Additional information on daily agendas coming soon. Legislative imperatives. Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act, 118th Congress. There's a Word doc for that in English. The Websites and Software Applications Accessibility Act, 118th Congress. There's a Word doc in English for that. The Communications, Video, and Technology Accessibility Act, 118th Congress, Word doc in English. Please stay tuned for more details about our 2026 Leadership Conference. From AFB.org, how the AARP Age Tech Collaborative supports blind and low vision users. Age Tech Collaborative from AARP is an innovation ecosystem, bringing together startups, investors, enterprises, and thought leaders to accelerate solutions that make aging easier for everyone. Comprised of more than 670 companies across industries and product categories, the Age Tech Collaborative represents a diverse and growing sector of innovation, tools, and technology designed to meet the needs of the U.S. and global aging population. Many of these innovations address more than traditional aging challenges like mobility, hearing, vision, and cognitive decline by advancing greater accessibility and independence for people of all abilities. By fostering collaboration between age tech innovators and organizations serving people with disabilities, such as state and national disability offices and inclusive investment partners, the Age Tech Collaborative helps bridge the growing intersection between disability innovation and age tech. At the core of this shared mission is human-centered design, creating solutions and technologies that prioritize usability, dignity, and empowerment for every individual. Among the startups driving this work forward are several developing breakthrough technologies that support people who are blind or have limited vision. Solided is an optical and vision technology company that has developed a low vision aid for macular degeneration that provides sight to those areas of the visual field where users previously have been blind. They are currently in preclinical testing. That's spelled S-O-L-I-D-D-D. Haptic is a technology company pioneering the way that users receive information. No longer through sight or sound, Haptic has revolutionized information feedback all through touch and vibrations. Their innovative approach combines tactile interfaces with sophisticated technology, allowing users to receive information, like navigational directions, through intuitive vibrations. We Walk, all in caps, is a smart mobility device designed to enhance independence for people with visual impairments through advanced safety, navigation, and AI features. Their smart sensing cane focuses on upper body obstacle detection and provides precise turn-by-turn navigation. These examples highlight how age tech and accessibility innovation move forward together, improving quality of life and expanding independence for people with vision loss and other challenges. They represent only a small fraction of the innovators within the Age Tech Collaborative from AARP, where startups, enterprises, and stakeholders are working to ensure that the future of aging is built for all. To learn more about the Age Tech Collaborative from AARP and how to apply to join, visit agetechcollaborative.org. From fightingblindness.org, RD Fund invests in Beacon Therapeutics to advance XLRP gene therapy. The Retinal Degeneration Fund, RD Fund, participated in a $75 million financing round for Beacon Therapeutics to support the continued development of Laruzova, LARU-ZOVA, the company's gene therapy for X-linked retinitis pigmentosa, XLRP. The financing was led by Life Sciences at Goldman Sachs Alternatives and included participation from existing investors. The funding will help advance Laruzova toward potential approval as pivotal trial results approach. Beacon expects to report results from its Phase 2-3 VISTA clinical trial in the second half of 2026. The company will also use the investment to develop additional treatments in its pipeline, including therapies for geographic atrophy and an inherited cone rod dystrophy. XLRP is one of the most severe forms of retinitis pigmentosa, affecting approximately 14,000 people in the United States. The condition typically causes progressive vision loss, starting in childhood or early adulthood. Currently, there are no approved treatments for XLRP. With no available treatment options, halting XLRP progression or restoring patients' vision would represent a life-changing breakthrough, said Rusty Kelly, Ph.D., MBA, Managing Director of the RD Fund. Beacon's mission is in the bullseye of the foundations, and we're glad to support the development of their inherited retinal disease and dry age-related macular degeneration programs. Laruzova uses an adeno-associated virus, AAV, to deliver copies of the RPGR gene into retinal cells. The treatment is administered through a one-time injection underneath the retina. The majority of XLRP cases are caused by mutations in RPGR. The RD Fund is the venture investment arm of the Foundation Fighting Blindness and invests in companies developing treatments for inherited retinal diseases and age-related macular degeneration. I will now read an abridged version of the Presidential Release No. 556, January 2026, chapter transcript from the NFB.org by Mark Riccobono. Live the life you want. Nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun and break on through. Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is the first presidential release of 2026, so let me say Happy New Year and Happy Braille Month, since January is World Braille Day on January 4th. I'm recording this release just before the new year because we have a lot to get done to make sure we get this release out and to all the chapters in January. And also the first week of January will be quite busy for me, especially because I have to go to India to represent the Federation at the World Blind Union Officers Meeting. He addresses some internal life and developments in the structure changes, but I'm skipping ahead. Now, as we launch into the new year, of course, it's a great time to think about membership. Membership is the foundation of our organization and our work together. January is the time when a lot of chapters begin collecting their dues for the new membership year. Actually, in Baltimore, our chapter began collecting 2026 dues a number of months ago to get ahead of a curve. So I do encourage that, but I also want to remind chapters that you should, as quickly as possible, update your membership rosters online so that our central database is up to date. And I do encourage members to pay your dues for 2026 so we can continue to send you the latest information for members so that you continue to have access to member benefits and we can plug you into all of the great things that are going to happen in this year and beyond. It is an opportunity also to remind you to go in and check out your member profile and maybe check out some of those exclusive member benefits that we worked out for Federation members. One example is our relationship with AIRA, A-I-R-A, where Federation members get the deepest discount available on an AIRA membership. You can get additional discounts on your Bookshare membership, an exclusive for Federation members. And recently, we announced a relationship with 11 Labs, and you can find that information on your member profile. All of these things are available to you, and I do encourage you to take advantage of them. I also want to remind you that members, besides being the foundation of the organization, really helped to power what we do in so many different ways. One of those is to write your stories for our publications, one example being the Braille Monitor. Your stories help bring color and definition to the things we're working on, to the problems that we face, and to give hope and inspiration to other blind people, newly blind or otherwise, where you are pushing the edges of what we might have perceived was possible. Writing articles, sharing your stories in the Braille Monitor, in our podcast, in other ways, really important way for you to contribute to the movement. And this is also my opportunity to remind you that this is your organization as much as it's mine. I need your ideas about what we should be doing, what our priorities should be, what things should we be focusing on, how should we be doing it, and to consider bringing some of your priorities to the National Convention through resolutions, but definitely through sharing your ideas with me. You can always reach me at my email address, Office of the President, all one word, at nfb.org. And I certainly hope that we'll have an opportunity to talk about your ideas. The ideas of members, the thought patterns that members share with the leadership, the engagement and the back and forth is one of the important elements to keeping our organization strong and vibrant and current. And it reminds me it's the ideas of the community of wisdom that we have that really fuels our ability to make a difference for blind people all over the country. And if you're like me, you're a member because you believe that working together, we can advance the cause of blind people in new and dynamic ways. And I believe that 2026 truly will be one of our strongest years yet for that. And one of the ways we're going to start the year by doing that is, of course, our Washington seminar, which is now just 4 weeks away. Hard to believe. It's going to be coming up very quickly this year. It's actually 2 weeks at this point. And many of you will be traveling to the Washington Seminar to be part of our work on the Hill. But I also want everyone hearing this release to know that you play an important role in helping to advance our legislative priorities. Now, before I talk about those real briefly, let me just say that a lot of people might say, oh, Congress, they don't do anything. It's really, we should just give up and stop trying to get bills passed. We haven't gotten a bill passed in years. Well, the fact of the matter is, if we stop bringing our voice and our priorities to Congress, nobody in Congress is going to be talking about blind people, or very few people will. The fact that we continue to show up helps keep our concerns, our issues, and our organization in front of mind with the people in power. And that is an important and critical factor in our long-term success. Skipping ahead of the political agenda, our first priority is protecting the meaningful programs of education, employment, and independent living for blind people. These programs make a difference in local communities, but they're managed and governed by the federal government, and we need to make sure that our champions in Congress continue to protect them. The second one is the Access Technology Affordability Act. The bill that we have come very close to passing a number of times has bipartisan support, which is really critical, and will put real resources back into the hands of blind people to get the technology needed, whether we're using rehabilitation services or other programs. This will allow blind people better control of buying home-based technology to use to seek employment or education. And finally is the Blind Americans Return to Work Act, a bill that we engineered to make significant improvements in the Social Security Disability Program, specifically and especially to eliminate the earnings cliff, which is a disincentive to many blind people advancing in the workforce. Now we're making great progress on this already, and you may have gotten an email from Social Security announcing that Commissioner Frank Bisignano came to our national office to talk with me about our work, our concerns with Social Security, as a follow-up to his presentation at our national convention last summer. And he has met with our lead sponsor, Pete Sessions, and has urged, well, I guess you would say he's told the congressmen, that the Social Security Administration is ready and willing to implement this law and the changes if it goes into effect. It's a very good sign for us. We're lining up all the right people. And again, it's because of grassroots work that members have done across the country. Now, these are the three priorities, three big ones that we're bringing into 2026. We have some others that are very important and will continue to be important. Also this year, we will see the Title II ADA Web Digital Regulations go into effect in April. There have been some efforts to consider rolling those back, but we continue to push hard to make sure those go into effect, and that will certainly be on our agenda in mid-year once those standards do go into effect. So there's a lot to do besides the person-to-person connections that we make in the National Federation of the Blind that make all the difference. I encourage our chapters to get up to speed, talk about these bills, talk about why they're important, and talk about what you can do locally to help get them passed. Now, one other thing I want to bring our chapters this month is to prioritize making every one of our members knows about our publications, and not just knows about them, but can really get connected with them in the way that we want. Our Braille monitor, our podcasts, our emails, please make sure that every member in your chapter has a way to get connected with our current literature and our historical literature. And if you can do that at the local level, make sure they get signed up for the publications they want. That will make a big difference. And I again encourage chapters to think about using our Walking Alone and Watching Together podcast to spark conversations in the chapter about our history and what it means for our future. I encourage all of you out there to consider writing for the Braille Monitor again, as your contributions do make a big difference. And I promised last year I would pick up with thanking some of our chapters who, over the past few months, really since our national convention, have joined our pre-authorized contribution program. I'm only have a minute left, so I'm skipping ahead to his sign-off. I do look forward to hearing more from members that I haven't heard from in recent times. So again, Office of the President at nfb.org. I hope to come across you at our Washington seminar or at our national convention or at one of our state conventions or other events. Otherwise, please know that I'm here working alongside you to advance our mission in 2026, and I look forward to hearing your ideas, thoughts, dreams, hopes for our movement this year. Now, in closing, let me give you some of the customary endings. What New Year's resolutions should a basketball player never make? To travel more, of course. Where can you find comedians at a New Year's Eve party? In the punchline. And finally, what happened to the person who stole a calendar on New Year's Eve? They got 12 months. Alrighty, I've run out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.